may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Please be seated. I have to admit, have you ever been on a trip for yourself or for kids or anybody in the car or the bus or train or whatever, and they say, are we there yet? Is it time? You know, are we there? And that's kind of like what our whole lives are. We're on a journey, and I still love this. So I don't think I made it in 3 minutes last time, but I'll keep it up here. It makes me smile, my little timer, my egg timer. Anyway, the start, like for us, the goal for Advent, I think is summed up really well in the refrain and in the first verse of the psalm. It says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Now think about that. And I think all of us have room to grow in that. Think about that. Can we imagine having someone say to us, wow, I am so glad, I'm so happy that you asked me to go to church with you today? Or for us to have said that to someone, oh yeah, I'm glad to go to the church. I'm happy, I'm joyful, I'm expecting something from church. You know, and that's what Advent is all about. Our attitude, what we do, but then the joy and the expectation and being glad to have the opportunity to worship our Lord that has done so much for us. And then we've got the gospel from our Lord. And Jesus is basically saying to us, it's a wake-up call. Jesus is saying to us, well, pay attention. Pay attention now because it's important. This is important and this is needed. Pay attention. And so he gives kind of a good analogy, I think, using Noah's flood, because we tend to think to ourselves, well, you know, the coming of Jesus, that's not going to happen to me today. That's not going to happen to me. That, you know, I don't have to worry about that yet. You know, maybe next month or next year or 50 years or 1,000 years, but I'm not going to worry about that. I have too many other things to do that's keeping me busy. I'm not going to worry. God loves me. It's okay. But then what does Jesus say? He says, but about that day and hour, no one knows. No one knows when God's going to come. And he uses the analogy of Noah. He says, but before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. They had a lot of busy work. And I don't know about you, but this time of year, we have a lot of busy work. But that's not to be our priority. So then he goes on to say, he says, until Noah entered the ark. Noah paid attention. Noah was ready. He was prepared. And what did he say about the people that were living around him? But they knew nothing. They knew nothing until the flood came and swept them away. How many other people did God try to go to and say, build an ark, we need a lot, save yourselves. And they weren't ready. They weren't prepared. So for us, like Noah, we have to be prepared. And we might think of it modern terms. How about the tsunami? Do you remember in the news how they had that little girl? I think she was from England, I'm not sure, but she was like in the seventh grade. And she had learned all about tsunamis and how it looked and what the beach would do. And there she was with her family and a bunch of people on that beach, and the water all went out, and everybody was like, what the heck? And she said, oh, I know what that means. We learned in science class. It means that there's a tsunami coming in. She explained it. Well, nobody made fun of her. Her family, they got up and left and warned a lot of people. The ones who listened to the little girl who was ready and prepared were saved. That child saved, I think it was like 200, maybe 300 people. She was ready. She was paying attention. And her dad and her family and the people around her listened. So we are to be ready. so that Jesus won't say about us, and they knew nothing. So yes, this time of year, it's okay to decorate. I'm decorating already. I check out what socks I might wear that might cheer me up and remind me of Jesus is coming. Maybe what shirt I have or sweater, decorate my house. I'm sure, you know, I even like to listen to the Christmas carols. It's okay to decorate as long as we were decorating for the right reason. And as long as our hearts and our souls and our minds and our bodies are decorated for Jesus and ready for Jesus, because that's what we're all about. If Jesus is first in our lives, absolutely first in our lives, then everything else will fall into place. And like our colleague says, because we prayed this morning, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness. That's sin. That's destruction. And what are we supposed to do? The exact opposite. We are to put on the armor of light, the armor of Jesus Christ, by being ready for him. So we're to go from death to life in Christ. For us, Jesus has to be the center of our lives. What we do, how we act, how we treat others, what we say, everything, what we think. For us, Jesus is to be a major source of who, how, and what we choose to do each and every day. And I found this reading, and it matched up for me the first Sunday in in Advent's lesson. It's called Active But Alert. It talks about our responsibility of belonging to Jesus. Walk very carefully in life. It is a wonderful thing to be known as one who loves Jesus and seeks to follow him, but it is also a very great responsibility, so much that you may do in which you are not guided by me, so we need to be careful. We may be condemned as unworthy by how we act, and a slur be cast upon Jesus' followers and his church if we don't act like our Lord. There are no moments in your life from now on in which you can be free from the great responsibility of love. Never forget this. Jesus' soldiers are ever on active service. For us, Jesus is our Savior. We know that he is our Redeemer, but he is also our friend. A friend who calls us all the time, but sometimes we don't always answer or listen. A friend who wants us to go to him for everything, for strength, for advice, for encouragement, for guidance, for security, for hope and joy. To what end? To love him and to serve him, to love others and to serve others in his name, and to bring ourselves and everyone back to God. So during Advent, we are asked to reflect, to have some personal growth. We are asked by our Lord to live carefully and lovingly and gently in our lives. When others know that we are Christians and we say we love Jesus, our Lord, our God gives us a responsibility to act appropriately as Jesus would act. We are to know that we belong to the Lord. We are to know that we are his. Nothing can change that. And we are to know that what we do reflects on him. What attitude are we to have this Advent and for every day? Well, God expects and desires from us to go from destruction to growth, from self to love, from sin to living with the Lord.